Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
The children of Jerusalem, they welcome Christ the King. They all went out to meet him, and loudly did they sing.
Hello, my friend. It's great to be with you, and I'm thinking many friends here. We gather, and more we're just a wonderful gathering of people, east and west, and I'm sure north and south. I'm thinking of people I was with in California, and I said, I'll be remembering you, holding you in my heart and with you as we enter this Holy Week. And as you and I take a little time with this podcast, casting out our hearts to the God who has cast out his net and gathered us in. And there's so many of us. In fact, we could get lost in the crowd this week. And that's a bit of my reflection with you. Don't get lost in the crowd. Don't worry about the churches being crowded. They're not apt to be. But for a few services, they might be. But still, it's important that you and I go singularly and together. Not one or the other, but with our own hearts opened in a new and fresh way. Put behind whatever your practice has been this Lent, or thinking that, gee, I didn't have one, and practice this week. Walk with the Lord. Stand with him and sit with him and let him wash your feet. It's striking, but he will. Christ does. The opening antiphon for this day, which is Palm Sunday, as I open this reflection, O gates, lift high your heads. Let him enter, the King of glory. Higher ancient doors, let him enter, the King of glory. Who comes in to your life with abundant grace? This entrance is something that is about to happen, and there's a flurry about it, this arising and coming of Christ into Jerusalem, the preparedness of his disciples for this journey that almost seems foolish, because we know soon he'll plunge into court appearances and the anguish of that terrible anguish of execution, his crucifixion. And then the amazing witnessing that will come in the days after that, but first in Easter Sunday, when we realize that some somehow have been struck by the fact that he is risen. And that passes around the community as well. But right now, we're passing with him. We're passing with Christ in this amazing movement of God's love poured out for the world, one moment at a time, one step of a donkey at a time into Jerusalem. So it's intimate. Be beside him, not in a crowd. Don't get lost in the crowd this week. Even if, you enter a large space with many people or a small place packed with some, let it be a tender moment for your own heart so that you and I might become more tender for others. A centerpiece of this week is John 13, 1-15, when at the Last Supper, as we call it, Jesus washes the feet of his disciples and makes it so clear that if he does this as our teacher, our Lord, how much more are we called to do it for one another? You might remember Peter's protest before that. So I'd invite you and I, if I don't do it too, who am I to pass it on to you? To take time with readings, to take time to move from the crowd to stand beside the Lord, and then to be with him at table, to stand in helplessness before the cross with him, to realize his outpouring love for us, not as judgment, but abundant love, washing us, the blood of the Lamb, over us in this abundant mercy. Abundant mercy, almost the first words of this week are, open, O ancient gates, and I think of my heart that way. Open every part of me that's still closed. There's still time, this moment, to the abundant mercy of God. We hear this so much from St. Francis, the great outcry for mercy, the strictures and structures and everything that would keep us cast out and held back. Open. Are open. Have become open because one has died for us and is risen. And we enter again into that mystery, not as if it didn't happen, but to remember it. So there's a reflective, contemplative practice that we might have for ourselves this week of gazing upon these events, letting them come alive to us, feeling, seeing, hearing, listening, the words that take us into the Word, God's actions in Jesus Christ, and considering it. So taking some time, a little time each day, somewhere, somehow, to listen, gaze upon the experience of the event of Holy Week and its many events that show us the abundant mercy of God. And in considering them, allowing our heart to move into even deeper gratitude. And to learn from our teacher to move us in models and ways of serving this week. All this is going on if we don't get lost in the crowd, if we're not just passive observers to what's going on. Yeah, I made it to a service. Well, I didn't, but I'll get to Easter Mass. Well, those are wonderful things. But this week, my friends, is stirring our hearts. It's opening the gates of our lives. It wants to open the gates of the world that's old and brittle. It wants to help us become tender, touched by the image of Christ walking among us. Here in God's glory on Palm Sunday. In terrible, terrible abjectation in this week of execution and crucifixion. And then the movement, the dying and the rising. The fullness of life we have in Christ. To create a habit this week to listen in that deep way, Philippians 2:6 helps us hear this whole movement, and it might be yours to listen to through this week, where Christ, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and found in human appearance, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, and of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2:6-11, I just shared with you in other passages, but find your own and find your place and find a way of listening, find a way of seeing in a new way, so that though we're in a crowd or standing with many or even just one or two, we've let our own hearts open, the gates, the ancient brittle places, the rusty ones that are still there even after this Lent, that simply will be moved by the abundant mercy and the glory of God's love poured out for us in Jesus Christ. It's a beautiful sunny morning here at the mountain today, my friend. We'll be out on the deck of our chapel soon for Eucharist and beginning this procession and hearing the first reading of the Passion. And I'll take you with me there. Our whole community will. And you'll be with us with each service this week. And then later in the week, Greg and I will do another podcast. But right now, here and now, take a moment and think about, where am I? Where can I? Take some time to listen. Stand and sit beside and walk with the Lord this week. Not turning to judgment, but finding, possibly for the first time, God's abundant mercy for us. Blessings, my friend. May this be a rich, deep, holy week. Let us listen. Let us receive the peace of Christ. Let us pray for one another in our terribly troubled world, that abundant mercy might come upon us, and that we might live in peace.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Save us, O Holy Cross.